Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Thursday, March 17th. As usual, I'm joined by my sister, Denise, and we just want to quickly remind you that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399. And you can also join us in the chat room, like you always do every week. And we're just going to get right into the show. Our guest tonight is a wife, mother, mentor, and entrepreneur, among other things. She's here tonight to talk about her TWM Bath and Body Ritual Collection. And as we celebrate Women's History Month, we'd like to welcome you, Tracy Morning, to our show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you for being our guest. We really do appreciate it. We just want you to start off just by telling our listening audience a little bit about who you are and what you're doing.
Who am I? What a question. It depends on who you ask, but I'm, like you said, a mommy first and foremost, and I love that honor. And I'm married, going on 13 years now,
to a
great man, and I'm a daughter, so many different things. But what I really feel that my goal here on Earth, and I think we all have them, our purpose, is to make a difference in the lives of young girls and women, and that's my passion. And
nice.
I have a mentoring program for young girls called Honey Shine. It's the Honey Shine Mentoring Program. And it's where we get together, we being friends and women in the community. We get together and have workshops on self-esteem, health and beauty, higher education, just really spending time with a lot of young girls that just may not have the opportunity to see what's outside of their local areas, their neighborhoods. And our girls are really amazing.
Wow. How did you come to the decision to start that program?
Well, it was really, I believe that God is that's my foundation, and it was through God. I moved back here to South Florida with my husband's job. We moved back here, and I used to live here when I was a little girl, and this amazing woman, Miss Annie Lou Johnson, used to take care of me while my mom worked, and, you know, she cleaned houses and worked at the jail downtown, and Miss Annie Lou would take care of me. And when we moved back here, I would go back and visit Miss Annie Lou in the same house, same neighborhood that we used to live in, where they were fighting outside, we would get on the ground, and, you know, because you never knew what would happen. And when I go back and visit Miss Annie Lou, I just see groups of girls walking around the neighborhood, no direction, no place to go, young girls, 12, 13, and babies on the hip. And, you know, it was just through conversation and just really thinking, like, which one am I out of that group had it not been for my mom and Miss Annie Lou and all the amazing women in my life. So I would just, that was constantly on my heart, and I knew I was to do something, and Honey Shine came to me, and it was something I talked about for many years. And you know how that little voice that God won't let it be quiet. One day it was just so heavy, I just gathered a group of girlfriends around my dining room table and said, we're to do something with Honey Shine. And here we are 10 years later, where we are servicing over 160 girls each year. We had a workshop today with our girls because they're on spring break, and we've just grown. We started out with me going out and asking different organizations to be a part of our organization, and now we have a waiting list of girls that want to be a part of Honey Shine, and it just really has grown. So it's just, I just feel like God just went, just used me, and it was through me that Honey Shine came about. But Honey Shine is written, you know, it's supposed to be. And when I tell you that our girls are amazing, they are from ages 8 to 18. They come from a lot of at-risk situations. Some neighborhoods where 2 out of 12 are graduating from high school, and just really tough situations. And some of our girls have been in the program from the very beginning, and just to watch them grow over the years and, you know, just come into their own, it's just really an honor and a blessing to be a part of the program.
Wow. So there's no time limit as to how long they can be in the program?
Well, the age range is from 8 to 18, but then after they graduate from high school, we've had some honey bugs, and that's what we call them, honey bugs. We've had some of them come back and be a part of the program themselves with volunteering or mentoring or working at summer camp. We have a summer camp now that's going into our 6th year. We started out 1 week long, and then we moved to 3 weeks long, and last year it was 4 weeks, and I've been pushing for 6 weeks for some time, and this summer will be the first time that we have our 6-week camp, and it's where we provide everything. It's a free camp for our girls. Over 120 girls participate, and we provide transportation to and from, and breakfast and lunch and all the activities. They do everything from yoga, Pilates, meditation. We have a partnership with Barry University where we have Barry therapy. They do field trips, we have books, and they have to read and write in their journals daily. So it's just really an amazing, amazing experience.
Wow. Wow. Now, have some of the girls, the ones that have graduated, you said they've come back, some of them come back and, you know, volunteer or become mentors. Have any of them ever spoke about this program maybe actually saving their lives?
Well, I don't know about saving their lives. Some may feel that way, but I know it's definitely influenced their lives. And, you know, shown them things that they may have never seen. You know, we have some girls that had never gone to the beach before, had never seen the beach, and they live right across the bridge from the beach. You know, so what we do is take them outside of their environment and show them that this world is out there. It's yours for the taking. And it's a matter of, I want our girls to be able to speak in front of anyone, you know, in front of anyone on the street, to the president of the United States, to stand in their truth. And a lot of our girls are, I feel that their confidence is now where they can do that. You know, they feel strong in who they are, and they recognize that they have a voice, that they have power, and they have influence. So as saving lives, you know, I don't know, but I do know that it's been an entree into a world that they may have never witnessed. Just because of opportunity or lack thereof.
Absolutely. How does one become a volunteer? Is it just as simple as calling?
Yeah, anyone can go to our website. It's honeyshine.org, and we do our volunteer orientations. We do them every few weeks, and you go to the orientation and you find out more about the program, and then you go through, you know, there are checks and balances that we have to do to ensure that, like background checks, things like that, you know, that aren't so deep, you know, but we just have to make sure our girls are safe, and that's it. And then you can volunteer. And when you do volunteer, it's not that you have to be here at a certain time. We get together at least twice a month with our girls. We run like the school year. So when the school year starts, we're with our honey bugs at least twice a month, but certain months, holidays, and like now spring break, we are with them more. And so you can volunteer at your leisure, what works for you. But what's really awesome about our volunteers is that they sign up to be a part of the program with the mindset that they're going to make a difference in a young girl's life. And they do, because the girls really appreciate that interaction with individuals that care about them. At the same time, the mentors, they receive this bolt of energy where they're the ones that are really benefiting from the opportunity to interact with our girls. It's like a reflection. That's how I look at it. It's like you see yourself in the girls, and what's beautiful for the girls is they can see themselves in the women that come and volunteer.
Right. Now, you said the program has been going on for 10 years now, and I believe you said over 160 girls. How was the program received in the very beginning?
It was well received in the very beginning, but there was one of the first groups that I had approached about being a part of the organization, and it was a woman that had her own program, and she was open to the idea of us coming in and inviting her girls to be a part of the program. And when I went to speak to the girls, to tell them who we are and what we're about. And afterwards, I got a response from her that they would not be allowed to be a part of the program. And that was because in my presentation, I spoke about God and how important that is, and how that's where my foundation is and that's where my strength is. And I wanted our girls, any honeybug that's a part of the organization, to recognize that they come from something greater than what they see or right before them. And her reasoning was because she was a federally funded program, and she couldn't support a program that where that was the foundation, where God was a part of the program. So for me, that was just, I took that as a moment, like as a test, like, really, God, like, are you telling me in order for us to be successful, we can't talk about God? And from that moment on, I said, I can't do that. Like, that's who I am, and that's what the foundation of our program is. So I couldn't separate the two. So, from the very beginning, anyone who knows about Honey Shine just knows that that's who we are. We're, it's not about church or religion by any means, but it's about sharing with the girls experiences, and my experiences have always shown me that God is at the center of it all. So that was in the very beginning, that was a big test for me.
Absolutely. I think sometimes people, when you say God, they kind of confuse that with church and religion.
Yeah.
And it just kind of throws things off.
Yeah, it really does. And it's really sad, and it was confusing to me in the very beginning, because I'm thinking, well, you're worried about money, receiving money, and not being able to do that because you speak of God, but printed on the money it says, "In God we trust." So
right.
It's just like, what? Like, I don't get that. So it just pushed me even more, to know that we have to work even harder, to make this a success. And how we do that is through our volunteers. We have members. Anyone can become a member of Honey Shine, and there are different levels of membership where you can pay to be a member, and it's through our memberships that we're able to support our program.
Right. Now, do you ever have any big fundraising-type events for this particular program?
Yeah, we have different fundraising events throughout the year, but our big fundraising event is called Hats Off, and it's a luncheon where women get together, and our girls are a part of the program. They do a fashion show and do a presentation, and our girls are a part of the greeters. And we started out years ago with our Hats Off luncheon, and that was at this great place here called Nikki Beach, where we had maybe 50 women the first time, and everyone comes dressed in hats, and we auction off handbags and experiences, beauty experiences. And like I said, that started out with 50 women, and this year we're going to have 600 women.
Oh, wow.
And
when does that normally take place?
That's going to be May 3rd this year here in Miami.
So when you say when you say you auction off beauty experiences, mm-hmm. you go into detail as to what the beauty experiences
sure.
are?
Sure. I mean, we do everything from, like, our handbags. We get handbags from everyone. We have a great relationship with Louis Vuitton, all designer handbags and gorgeous handbags. And when I tell you these women are serious about their purses and their beauty experiences, like, our auction is, like, known, like, where people get serious. They stand around their what they're going after, and, you know, these women are serious about it. And our beauty experiences could be anything from a spa experience or anything from lash extensions to body treatments, wraps, and makeup, that type of thing. And women, encouraging women to take care of themselves. That's what we do a lot of, just like things that are that women like. You know, we like that. We like purses. When I tell you these women are serious about these purses and experiences, it's a sight to see.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's a sight to see. It's serious. And I try to get my two cents in, too, like try to get people to watch what I'm bidding on, you know, because I'm walking around speaking to everyone. I'm like, watch that. And I come up short all the time, like from Chanel bags to this to that. But it's like, wait a minute. And so I just say, you know what, Tracy, let it go. You got to greet the people and be nice. You can't stand there and fight over the bags, too. But it gets really serious. It really does. And it's a fun experience. Everyone has a great time. And when I tell you the hats are gorgeous, everyone's dressed up. And how the idea for the luncheon came was when I first came to Miami, we moved back here, and I was invited to a luncheon. And I went to this luncheon, and I had on my simple dress. And just looking at these women, I was sitting there thinking, like, wow, these women were done up to the nine. Hats, you would have thought it was the biggest Sunday experience ever. But it was just like, wow, they do this? Like, they dress up like this and do that? So, you know, Hats Off was born, and we've been going strong ever since. And to grow from 50 women to last year over 500, and this year setting up for 600, it's just, when I tell you it's a blessing, it is truly a blessing.
Wow, it sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of fashion shows, and I don't remember what year it was, but I met you at the Magic Johnson did, you know, the annual fashion show that he does for All Star Weekend, and this is when All Star Weekend was in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And the fashion show was held at the old BET studios.
Yeah.
And you were one of the designers that was featured for your Honeychild collection.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know, one, if you're still doing that, and two, how did the whole Honeychild lifestyle brand come about?
Yes, we're still working on different things for Honeychild. When I first started, Honeychild is a term of endearment that we would say with Miss Annie Lou down south here in Florida. Honeychild, please, rest your nerves,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the head moving and all of that. So when I was working on what I wanted to do, I've always been passionate about clothing and fashion and all that type of stuff. And in working about that, I mean, writing about that, and writing in my journal has brought me so much clarity in so many areas. And I said, I want to do this line. And, of course, when I started out, I wanted to do it all. Like that fashion show you saw, I had denim, I had leather, I had knits,
yeah.
I had it all. I mean, and it was gorgeous. And then I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean I have to buy 5,000 buttons if I only want to make 50 jackets. I still got to buy 5,000 buttons. So it has
sure.
been a learning experience over the years. So now we focus on our T-shirts. We have great T-shirts that we have, and we're making some for the local team here, the Miami Heat. And we have bathrobes and things like that. So the scale of the whole collection is slimmed down and scaled down and is not as broad as, you know, when you're starting out, you have these big dreams and visions, and then you have to hone in on something that you're just good at. And so we're good at our T-shirts, and, you know, we're good at it now at our body products. So that's how, you know, that came about. And like I said, Honey Child, a term of endearment. Who Honey Child is, she's the goddess, the soulmate, the mother, the friend that I believe all women are. And Miss Annie Lou, the woman I mentioned earlier who used to take care of me, when she passed away, it was in writing her a letter that this was after she passed. I felt like she left here not knowing how special she was to me and how special she was to so many different people, that she was a goddess, a soulmate with her husband over 50 years, a mother, you know, to everyone in the neighborhood and even some that weren't even deserving, you know, and always a lifetime friend to me. So it was in writing that Honey Child came about, and in turn Honey Shine came about. You know, so it was just within those quiet moments with self and God that, you know, so much was revealed.
It's so interesting that you mentioned, you know, how Honey Child came about, because whenever I hear Honey Child, I always think of something pretty and ladylike, and always think of older women, you know. So it's just so nice to hear you talk about Fannie Lou Johnson. It really is.
Yeah, Miss Annie Lou, she's a special lady. And, you know, I just think, I know that I've been blessed all my life to have amazing women in my life. My mother, from the very beginning, this is a woman that truly has sacrificed her life for her family, my sister and I, and just to witness the strength that she has. And, you know, Miss Annie Lou, from Miss Annie Lou to Mama Rainey to, you know, all of these amazing women that have been placed in my life, you know, I just feel honored, you know, and blessed to be able to share everything that I've been given and taught through them with other women, with other girls that will one day be women. And that's what, it all kind of works together. You know, Honey Shine, encouraging young girls to shine as women. Honey Child, the goddess, soulmate, mother, friend that exists in all women. You know, I just recognize the strength and the power and the beauty that women are. And I think that needs to be celebrated more than what
Absolutely.
It really is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of goddess, mother, friend, and soulmate, let's talk a little bit about the TWM Bath and Body Ritual Collection.
Okay.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful collection of lotions, oils, scrubs, and each one has their own special scent. There's a goddess blend, soulmate, mother, friend, and we added lover and kiss. Lover, we created with him in mind. It's like his T-shirt. It's very earthy. It's his T-shirt that we get to wear, too. So men and women love that. And kiss, it was just, it has a lot of South African Shy Freesia in it. So everyone is just really a nice, special blend, and the quality of the product is beautiful. There's argan oil, shea butter, just really, really beautiful quality products. Growing up, you know, we weren't wealthy by any means, you know, but there were things that my mother would never skimp on or sacrifice on, and that was quality food and quality body products. We always had good lotion and soap in the house, cleanser, you know, and good food. So that was just something that I was used to and grew up with. And I was presented with the opportunity to create my own line, and that's where we are now with the collection. And when I tell you, the response has been amazing. It's been amazing. It really is, because what's nice about them is you can blend them with each other. They complement each other. You can create your own blends by mixing them. You know, when I'm with my husband, sometimes I'll put on a little goddess and soulmate. With my kids, I'll mix mother and friend. So it just depends on the day. I get asked all the time, what's your favorite? It just depends on the day. So there are lotions, oils, scrubs, and it's about creating the ritual. You know, I for me, that 5 minutes in the shower is my ritual. That's my time. So it's, you know, creating that ritual of cleansing and using the scrub. I use my scrub daily. So, and then lotion and oil. So it's like you, those steps that we sometimes get so rushed through the day that we don't take time for ourselves, that's just like kind of solidifying, this is my moment. I'm taking my goddess moment. I'm taking my soulmate moment, and I'm creating this. It's like I look at it in my mind as a body of armor that I'm preparing myself for the day or to lay down and rest at night.
Hmm. Are there any plans for adding more products to the collection?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's definitely plans to do that, but like I said, I learned from my everything in the before, you know, before with
right.
with my clothes, I did it all, you know. So now we have a great combination and a great collection, and we're moving forward with that. And as we continue to grow, we'll add to the collection. And anyone can find out about that. We have our website called honeychild.net. And you can find out more about the products there. We're working on our new site, but we do have our site up now that has the products up there, and you can go and find out more there.
So let me ask you this, Tracy. I know you said that, you know, eventually as you grow, you're going to add more products to the collection. But have you thought about adding a different fragrance to the collection?
Yeah, there's another fragrance that we're working on, and we're working on candles. And, you know, when I tell you it's a lifestyle brand, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
We have these gorgeous pillows that we make now, and they're still one of a kind. I haven't mass-produced them, but I've sold them occasionally. I usually use them as our backdrop, and I have people come in, I have to have that one. And it's like I'm fighting with them over a pillow. And then it's like, okay, you know, I'll let it go because I get – you know, connected to it as well. But, yeah, we're expanding with different fragrances. We're going to introduce two new fragrances, hopefully this year. But like I said, I want to take it slow and really get the six that we have out there now.
Right, because also when I think about Honey Child, I also think of Honeysuckle. So that's just a little hint.
Thank you. Oh, it's your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, we'll call that one Twins.
Yes, that's lovely. I like that.
Twins.
I'll buy it.
Okay, I love that.
So I know that you're in retail locations, but do you actually have a location of your own, maybe like a Honey Child boutique or something? Or
no, there's a space that I'm looking at here in Miami. Right now we are in different locations here. We're in about 17 locations here. And then in a few other states, we're in a couple of locations, and that's on the site. But there is a location that I'm looking at here because what I would love to have is a place where you can go and create those rituals. The locations that we're in now, some are spas, and they use our scrubs, lotions, and oils like for the pedicures and the manicures. So you can go get a goddess manicure or a soulmate manicure, and that's the type of environment that we want to create and have retail there as well. Retail is just very important. So there is a location that I'm looking at now, but like I said, I have learned my lesson and I'm taking it slow.
Taking it slow.
Yeah, taking my time and enjoying the process and building the brand. That's what it's about. It's a building, and I want our foundation to be strong. And our foundation, you know, like everything else, is, you know, it has to be solid.
Now, speaking of Tracy as the entrepreneur, you just said, you know, you want to definitely have a great foundation and you want to build low. What else have you learned as an entrepreneur that, you know, we need to pay attention to when we're growing a brand?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many. There's like tons of things you learn along the way. You can't do it all at the same time right away. That's something that's very big. And do your homework and plan. You know, it's about the plan, the business plan, and following that. You know, for me, I'm this free spirit. It's like, oh, you know, I want to create, I want to do this and that. But what I have learned, there must be a plan in place, you know, and you must follow that plan if you want to succeed. And sometimes that plan gets shifted and you adjust with the times. You know, but you still keep moving forward. There have been days where it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing? You know, why are you doing this? And, you know, then you go back to, this is what I love to do. You know, because you get tested and you get frustrated and you got to keep moving forward and you have to look at those test as lessons to be learned so you can grow and move forward. And don't give up. And everyone, you know, I just feel that there are so many amazing women out there with great ideas and great vision, you know, but we have to support each other, one, and we have to have a plan, you know, have a plan. That's key. You know, and don't give up, because there are going to be those days where you get tested, where you're like, oh, forget it. But, you know, that's probably the day before that breakthrough comes, where, you know, before your major success.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you balance it all? Because you are a mother, you know, you work with the mentoring program, you're working with the Honey Child product line. How do you balance it all?
You know, it really is. Like I said, my faith is my foundation. You know, I go back to that all the time. Just like with Honeyshine, I remember, you know, thinking when we first did our first summer camp, the first day of summer camp, I came home crying. I was like, I'm not going back. You can't make me. Like, God, what am I doing? Like, I know, God, I could be on an island somewhere with a drink in hand and an umbrella. Like, God, I know that could be the plan, too. And my husband was like, baby, you have to go back, because, you know, working with young girls, you're like, test it. They will test you. Teenage girls, I remember 13 thinking my mama was crazy at 13. And, you know, so that first day of camp, they had me in tears, where I was like, what did I sign up for? Like, really, it's summertime. I should be on a beach. And then,
right,
you know, it was the next day I went back to summer camp, and one of the honeybugs came up to me and she said, Miss Tracy, you know what? I told God, thank you for Honeyshine. I was like, oh, I just started crying again. I was like, okay, God, I hear you loud and clear. You know, so what helps me in balancing is knowing that that it's God's plan and there's always support there. You know, there's
right.
I've been surrounded with amazing people that are just as passionate about what I do as I am. You know, the Honeyshine Mentoring Program, there are two amazing staff that we have that are full-time staff with the program, and everyone else are volunteers. So it's through them that, you know, we work so well. With the products and the business itself, when I tell you, amazing people have been brought into my life to support the vision, and I believe that that's the case for everyone. When we're open and we're focused, those, God will present the support. You know what I mean? The support will be there. I have an amazing husband that, you know, he does his part too. You know, we have three children, and it's been, you know, training and learning along the way. He does his part, where it's not just me getting them off to school or doing breakfast or doing homework. He does that too. You know, so that's a team effort there, so that helps. My mom, you know, I talk to her every day, and it's like, I can't wait for her to come back. She lives in Kentucky, and she comes back next week. So when she's here, it's like, thank you, Jesus. Like, how does she get my kids to school on time and fed and all that? She just does it. And it's like, you know, these beautiful angels that help me along the way. When I tell you, I receive a lot of accolades for different things that I do here in the community, or, you know, conversations that are had, but it truly is not by myself. It's with the amazing people that I'm surrounded with. That's how I'm able to do it, and it's not by myself.
Wow.
And I think that's for everyone. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy being a woman. It's not easy being a businesswoman. It's not easy being a mother. But what a blessing it is. What a gift it is. And, you know, we just can't give up. And we have to be mindful of the decisions we make. You know, when I tell you my mom is the wisest, like I said, at 13 I thought she was dumb and couldn't cross the street without me. Now I just wish I had half the knowledge she has. And she's the wisest woman I know, and I listen to what she says. She always says, if I tell you it's going to rain, you better put your bucket outside. And, you know, she's just wise. Tracy, you know, she would always tell me growing up, you don't need a man for anything. You know, she wasn't married. She was divorced twice and didn't have the support of my father. and, you know, she would always say, you don't need a man for anything. So I grew up thinking I didn't need anyone and was very independent. But I've come to know that it's because of the individuals around me, I do need them, you know. And
right.
I need them not where I have to have them to make it through, because it's that inner strength that I have that I'm able to see that they're part of the support team. They're part of the support system. You know, so it's like I said, it's not easy being a woman, but what a blessing it is and what a gift it is. And I feel that we take care of our women, we take care of our girls, and we support each other, like that sister love. You know, we take care of the world. You know, far too often we have so many images where we're fighting against each other or bringing down each other. There can only be one this. There can only be one of us and that. That's not true. We have to stop believing what we're told and recognize our own truth and strength and see that reflection in the faces of the women that are around us. When I tell you I've been blessed all my life to have amazing women in my life, I'm still best friends with my girl from fifth grade, my girls from junior high, high school, college. You know, I have women all the time that says, well, I was never able to get along with women. That wasn't my issue. That wasn't me. You know, I recognize and see that reflection of beauty in all women, and I see it so much in my girls, too, in my honeybugs.
Wow.
That reminds me.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say really quick, that reminds me of a guest that we had on last year sometime. She's the founder of the Sister Circle, and a lot of the things that you just said reminded me of that interview with her. She talked about the Sister Circle and how we have these negative images of women and our relationships with other women.
Yeah.
You know, and it just reminds me.
It's perpetrate. I mean, that's what we continue to do. Hey, babe, my husband just walked in. that's all right. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye. He said he's sorry.
No problem.
No, thank you, babe. I appreciate it. Bye. that women thing, you know, the CD I was listening to today, I love this pastor, Pastor A.R. Bernard, who's from the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn, and he's such a great teacher, and he was talking about how, referencing in the Bible, how even during the biblical times, you know, people were selling themselves and each other for a little bit of gain, you know, and selling that truth, and that's what we're witnessing now. You know, for that 15 minutes, for that, you know, that check, you know, we'll sell each other out and sacrifice, and we have to look at it that if I'm going to sell myself out, I'm selling my all other women out too. I can't do that, you know. And I feel that, you know, there are big conglomerates that feed on that. That feed on us selling each other out, and they, you know, perpetuate and, you know, continue the cycle of us trying to bring each other down, and we have to stop that. That's where we give our power away. We have to stop giving our power away and recognize we're stronger together than we are apart.
Absolutely. So going back to your product line, I wanted to ask you, where do you see yourself in the beauty industry, or where do you want to see yourself in the industry? And then how did you come about choosing, like, your perfume oil, your scrub, your body lotion, your body wash? Like, how did you choose those specific products?
Well, I'm a scrub girl. I love my scrubs. I love my lotions and oils, and I'm an oil girl. I love oils, but I don't like oils that sit on top of my skin, but I like the shine. So our oils with the argan oil and shea butter, the dry down is really beautiful where you have a shine, but it's not on top of your skin. It doesn't stain your clothes or anything like that. So in selecting each one, you know, it was a matter of, no, this blend isn't quite right, or I need a little more of this gardenia or jasmine, and recognizing there are different scents out there that I love. I love, you know, playing with them, and, you know, gardenia is definitely one of my favorites. Shy freesia is one of my favorites. For me, it was just playing and saying, no, that's not quite goddess yet. You know, we need a more of this, or, you know, a touch of that, you know, to make this soulmate. So that's how the blends came, and, you know, that's a fun process. You know, it was a fun process for me. And as far as where we see ourselves, I see us all over the world, you know, for all women to have those rituals, to, you know, all women should be able to do that, no matter where you are. I see us in major stores. Sephora is definitely a target of ours. And, you know, I'm definitely open to building the brand so much that someone wants to invest, a major company, invest in it and help take it around the world. Because, again, I recognize I have my strength and influence, but I can't do it by myself. So that's where I see us. I see us eventually evolving into a major brand, being sold in major locations.
Right. Now, it's a
good thing.
Ma'am? What did you say?
It's
always a good thing.
Oh, okay. It is a good thing, and, you know, I've learned from, like I said, you take those lessons along the way, and I have conversations with different people along the way, and one person, Mickey Arison, who is the owner of Carnival Cruise Lines and the Miami Heat and so many other things, and I remember, he's a great businessman, so I have the opportunity to spend time with him, so I'm always asking, Mickey, what about this, what about that, and he said, Tracy, always plan your out. You know, in business, you plan your out. What's going to happen? That's a part of the business plan. What's your out? And he also told me when he used his father as an example, he didn't stop with just one business. When this one didn't work, he kept going and kept trying. You know, his first business was not Carnival Cruise Lines, but it's a huge business. You know, So you have to keep trying. And that's the type of message that we want to share with all of our girls. You have to keep trying. And, you know, it's about following your passion and living your purpose. I believe that, you know, I'm passionate about my products. I'm passionate about my brand, you know, but my purpose is to serve women and serve girls. So I'm following my passion and living my purpose.
That's great. Now, let me ask you about scrub and the oil, particularly the scrub, is it safe enough to actually use on the face, or is it just
it's from the neck down? Yeah, it's from the neck down. They're body products, so it's from the neck down. And a lot of times, because the smells are so delicious, when men, they're like, oh my gosh, what is that? And women too, I have to stress, external use only. Like, stay focused, external use only, you know, because they really are intoxicating and very special. So, yeah, they're from the neck down, the body, and external use only.
Don't try to eat them.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Or anything else with them, yeah.
Right.
Right.
Let me ask you another question, Tracy, about the Honey Shine program.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about yourself and about the girls over the last 10 years through that program?
Oh, there's so much that I've learned. When I tell you, every day that I'm with these girls, you know, it's something new. Today we took them bowling because they're on spring break, and just listening to them. I had one situation where, these girls are, the ones that I was talking to about this certain subject today, they were 10 and 11 years old, and they're talking about boys. It always goes back to boys, no matter what. That's one thing that I've learned, is that it always goes back to boys where it's an issue. But I liked him, and she took him from me, and it was like, wait a minute. If she was able to take him, that meant he was never really yours, right? So it's like they just show you so much of yourself. Like, these are the same conversations I'm having with my adult friends, you know, that I'm having, you know, with these young girls. He was never really yours if she was able to take them. And I was like, didn't I just have this with my adult girlfriend conversation the other day? So there's so many things. You learn that one of the main things that they've shown me is that you never know what God has planned for you. Because when I look at these girls, I think of myself as that little girl in Gules down here in Florida, or the little girl that was living in Cincinnati, or the teenager that grew up in Las Vegas. Like, you never know what God's plans are. Like, you never know. And thank God it's God's plans, because you end up limiting yourself. Like, I had no idea, being that little girl here, what God had for me. And, you know, there was an article in the paper, and they had a picture of me when I was a little girl here, and someone had brought it to one of our workshops with the girls. And I was looking at it, and I was just thinking, and it gave me an opportunity to say to the girls there, that was me that looked just like you, you know, and I had no idea where God was taking me. So you have no idea where God's taking you. You just have to be prepared and enjoy the journey and have a love for learning, you know, and that's what our girls give me. They give me a love for learning. I want to know more about them. I want to know more about me, and they are that reflection. You know, they teach me how to be patient. They teach me how to reflect and not take things so serious. And they also show me what is serious and what's important. We had one situation where there was a honey bug, and she was 10 years old, and at summer camp she had started her cycle. She started her cycle there. And for me, it was like, wait a minute. You know, I started crying. I called her grandmother because she's being raised by her grandmother. Her mother was killed a few years earlier. So for me, I'm crying. The grandmother and I are crying on the phone. And then the little girl, we take care of her there at camp. And then she's skipping throughout the day. And she was like, I love this. You know, this is great. She thought she was grown. And she was like, this is awesome. We gave her the tool she needed. And she was like, happy as the next day. She was happy. I was like, well, let's see how long this lasts.
Right.
You know, right. Like, let's see how long you love this. But, you know, watching her go through that experience, it just showed me how important it is and how thankful I was to be able to be there for her at that moment.
Right.
You know, to be able to support her through that moment, because that's something she's going to remember forever. You know,
right.
we always remember that. And to know that she had that support and going through that and knowing not having her mother around, and, you know, her grandmother wasn't there at the time. So, you know, they show you yourself. They really are reflections of us as women.
And you said you have a daughter.
I do. My boss, Micah Sidney.
How old is your daughter?
She's 10 years old.
Okay, so she is old enough to be in the program. Has she assisted you in any way with the program?
Well, Micah does come and participate with the girls with the honeybugs, but Micah has her own things that she has to do on the weekend. Micah is 10 years old, and when Micah was born, she has her developmental delays in fine motor, gross motor, speech, and so she has had therapies and things like that. So sometimes her schedule doesn't match up to the Honeyshine curriculum, but whenever she is available, she's always there with me. She loves the girls. The girls love her. So when I tell you that she's my boss and she really is my greatest teacher, I'm so thankful for that little girl, and I'm so thankful that she is the only one I have. Yeah, one is enough. My last baby.
One is enough.
One girl is enough. My youngest baby, who's 18 months now, I prayed for a boy. I was like, Father, please. I'm surrounded by girls all the time, and I have Micah, and please let it be a boy. So one girl is enough.
Wow. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw something about Micah and Me,
mm-hmm.
natural hair care products.
Yeah, Micah and Me. Micah and Me is a hair pudding that you know, one of those great ideas that I have. And we still make the hair pudding, and it's I use it to twist her hair and to put it up, and that's what it was created after her, because, you know, she's the reason. When I tell you, she has made me who I am. When she was born, I decided that I was not getting a relaxer anymore because I wanted to better help her with her hair and understand that. So, you know, my last relaxer I got, you know, before labor. I wasn't going into labor needing a relaxer. So I got my last touch-up then, the month she was born. And since then, I had let my hair grow out natural. And in doing so, it was tough for me to find products that I liked for my hair. So we created a pudding called Mica and Me. And that has a lot of lavender in it, cucumber. It's just really a nice hair pudding. So that's the only thing we have with the Mica and Me brand so far is the hair pudding.
Nice. But there's plans for more, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. It's like, how am I? One thing at a time, right?
Right, right. But the ideas come all the time, so it's like
the ideas come all the time, all the time. And there's so many different ideas and things that I'm working on, everything from production things and television stuff and all of that. But it's like, and my husband's like, what are you doing? Like, where, really? Really? But, you know, it makes me happy. I'm not the type to just sit back and not participate in life. That's not my thing. So I have stories that I want to share and stories that need to be told. So that's what I'm going after.
And you're soon to be author, correct?
Soon to be author. Well, and I believe in the power of words, you know, just like with Honey Shine, it started with the power of words. So I've been writing for some time, and I'm still writing. And one day it will be published. It will be published. A story on my mom, her life, her journey, which is incredible. She's this amazing woman, this little ornery woman, really. She really is ornery. Mouth like a sailor, call you everything but a child of God. Little German Jew, little white woman. And just her story in itself. She was married back in the 60s and divorced her first husband, had three children, my brother and two sisters, and then this was in Kentucky, and then moved across the bridge to Cincinnati with her children, met and married my father. And during this time, it was against the law for a white woman to marry a black man, and she was pregnant with my sister Lisa, my older sister who's right before me. So her ex-husband took her back to court to get custody of the children because it was against the law for a white woman to marry a Negro, as they say then. And he was granted custody, but he stands up and says, well, I don't want them. I just didn't want her to have them. So the judge gives her parents custody, and they say, well, we'll take them, but you can have them back if you get rid of the one that you're carrying, which was my sister Lisa. So this is a woman who has truly sacrificed her life. When I tell you I didn't want for anything growing up, and she worked every day of her life, and I never wanted for anything, and to see the sacrifice that she made, and I've always known it was a sacrifice, but it wasn't until I had children of my own, you know, and to see my mom with my children, and to see how much love is there, that I knew how hurt this woman was. You know, how broken she was from that experience. And it was, that's why she is the woman that she is. That's why she's so ornery. That's why, you know, you can't tell her anything. And, you know, she tells it like it is. And that's why everyone loves her, because she truly stands in her truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And experience is a good teacher, and life has taught her lessons that have been really tough. But she's definitely learned and has taught me.
Wow, that's an interesting story.
Let me ask you, you writing your book, did that come from your love of journaling?
Oh, yeah, from journaling, and I studied broadcast journalism at school at Howard University.
Okay.
H-U, we're all over, so I love my fellow Bison. You know, we got to shout it out.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love writing, and it's freeing. And lately, with everything going on, I haven't been doing as much as I need to But I love writing. I feel that that is, and that's why we encourage our girls to do it too. That's where you the answers come to me. That's where the freedom is in writing it down and telling your story and being able to go back and read it. Like I have journals from when I was a teenager, and to go back and think, really, I was thinking that then, or that's how I felt. And you know, writing it's freedom. You know, just like what you girls are doing, you all are following your passion and living your purpose. Your passion is this, and your purpose is getting the stories out there of other individuals, and that's huge. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, on behalf of Illusions Cosmetics and Beauty Talk, we'd like to donate some journals to your ladybug.
Ah, yay! Thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. We will use those for summer camp for sure.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we have the last 4 minutes going on the show, and Tracy, we normally ask this, we ask every guest this question. I've just been listening to you, and I think all the people that are on the phone lines listening and in the chat room, they're listening. Everyone's just listening and taking it all in. But I think I've kind of heard the answer to this question just by listening to you talk tonight, but I want to ask you, because we always ask everyone, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me? You know, beauty is nothing exterior by any means. It's that light that you see, you know, through the eyes of individuals, through the soul. It's being comfortable in you, being comfortable in your truth, and recognizing that, you know, the exterior has nothing to do with it. It's how you feel inside. Beauty to me is, you know, looking into the eyes of my daughter. You know, beauty to me is, you know, great conversations with good girlfriends. Beauty to me is watching the sunrise and the sunset and seeing God in everything. You know, when I think of beauty, I think of God. You know, when I see God in everything, from flowers to, you know, the details of, you know, the way that the trees blow. My oldest son thinks, okay, Mom, okay, I see the way it's moving, or I see the way the light's shining on the tree. You know, that's beauty to me. And beauty is respect, you know, and it starts with self. You know, when you respect yourself, you're the most beautiful ever.
I think that was the most beautiful response we've ever gotten to that question.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us tonight. Are there any websites or any information you want to let our listeners know? You can shout it out now if you want.
By all means, if anyone wants to know more about Honeyshine, our website is honeyshine.org, and you can find out all the information you need to know there about our honeybugs and our program, and also honeychild.net. That's our website for our products, and we are currently working updating that website, honeychild.net, but we do have a site up now where you can go and check out the products and place your order. And when I tell you, you will love the products. You will love them, and they make the best gifts ever. You know, the scents, music, scents always take me to certain places and certain times, and that's what I hope our products will do for everyone listening, that they will evoke memories that last a lifetime.
Well, I know I'll be buying mine.
Yay.
Yes, I already have plans for the oils in my nail kit, so I definitely am going to be getting some things very soon.
Absolutely.
We just want all our listeners to know, if you've enjoyed the show tonight, go out and mark it as a favorite. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for you know, promoting it and posting your picture, Tracy. So I don't know if you noticed that on the profile page, but you know, leave us a comment or a message if you like tonight's show. This is a little different than what we normally do. It's a lot of times we're talking to makeup artists or hairstylists, other beauty professionals. But my sister and I have a big desire to get more involved with mentoring young women, you know, and those type of programs. So, I mean, when I found out about your products, I had no idea about your program. So when I, you know, looked into your program and I found out that you did have this, I'm sorry, when I looked into your products and found out that that you had the program, I definitely wanted to kind of highlight both so that we just think it's so important, and we're excited.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm excited as well, and anytime you want to come, I'd love for you girls to talk to our honeybugs about what you do. That's what it's all about, is sharing our experiences and our stories. Everyone that participates, they're volunteers for our summer camp. They come in and share their stories, and that's what it's all about. And you are that reflection that our girls need to see as well, because they need to know that it can be more than one of us doing anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Eldonna, we said thank you very much for all of her help.
I sure will.
And hopefully there'll be another time.
Yeah, for sure. And I look forward to connecting with you girls again.
Thank you so much. And
thank
have
you.
A great night, Tracy.
You too. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.